College City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Alderpersons meeting September 12, 2016 to order. First order of business will be to approve the minutes of August 22, 2016.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion? Now call the roll. Start Ray and go left.
Aye.
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 Abstain.
Motion carried.
She growled at you.
What happened again with it? Next, we have visitors. Is any visitors here would like to speak? Mayor's report. Working with the city of Rutherford, like for the board to approve that the city of Rutherford will start spraying for mosquitoes, fogging. Eddie Watkins will do it. He has a license to do this. We was thinking about Wednesday, but I think that maybe we need to run it in the Tri-City before we spray anything first. The city of Rutherford, they spray on Thursdays, and they told us that they would spray on Wednesdays over here if we'd like.
What time of day?
5:30. Eddie said that it was best to spray before it gets dark. That way, when they all come out and everything, that chemical lays, and it kills the mosquitoes.
Will he go over every street?
Every street.
Will there be any charges?
No.
How many times are they going to do this?
Every week that they do theirs, which will be, they do theirs every Thursday, so it'll be done every Wednesday here.
For how long?
Till they finish up doing theirs. I would think just through the fall and then start back in the spring.
They're not asking for anything for the chemicals?
They haven't asked for anything. They said that just mutual aid that we give them and the help that we give them, that they really appreciate it and they would be glad to help us back.
Who is the man?
The mayor of Rutherford.
He's going to do it himself?
No, Eddie Watkins is going to.
You would have got them to do that.
Is there anything, a lot of people are sick with upper respiratory and all that. Is that going to affect any of that right
now? They say it don't. They say it don't, but I have no idea. I'm just going to be honest with you. I have no, absolutely no idea. But they say it has no effect to a human.
That was my idea. That was my question. What type of chemical is it going to spray?
It's got a black flag, I believe is what it is.
Black and black?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, y'all.
That would be my only concern. What?
And I don't, you know, the EPA regulates everything that's done, so I mean.
Yeah, but that ain't worth a whole
lot. Well, I understand.
It's a good gesture.
That's probably your area, too.
On Wednesdays?
That's what scares me.
On Wednesdays, here, did you say?
Yes.
You like the mosquitoes?
I don't have any out by me.
Oh, you already spray?
I don't go outside at night. I'm already in bed when they come out.
Well, my neighbor came over to the house last night, and he said he was standing out there looking about something. He looked down. There was about 12 mosquitoes on his legs. Hmm.
They bad.
They are bad.
Are they bad?
They're getting worse all the time and everything. And, you know, I asked the board. I wasn't going to say yes or no without the board saying. I just wanted to make sure with them before I ask, because, you know, that only makes sense. Does anybody have any objections for that? No objections. Okay. Mr. Clarkson will be here sometime this week to look at a few ditches around town that we've been asked, you know, concerned about or whatever. When he gets here and everything, then if anybody would like to come out, you know, while he's here or whatever, just to see what's going on or see what's going to happen or anything else, What it is basically to make sure that we're on our property and not somebody else's property doing anything. It is not what we talked about, though.
Okay.
So
I'll get to that later.
Yeah. So it's not okay. That. This is a few places that we may have. We may have caused to happen, but we're going to make sure first before we decide anything. And I'll bring it back to the board before it goes any further. I think everybody remembers that me and Nathan on September the 8th, we went to a retail development and recruitment class. It started at 8 o'clock in the morning. We left at 5. And, yeah, he didn't like this too much, but that's what happened. We left at 5. We returned about 6:30 that night. The class was, I thought, was really good and everything, and I got a lot out of it. And Nathan made some really good contacts with the people there, and they're going to give us a lot of information. Our town is so small that they said, you know, there's no sense in buying from them. We'll just give y'all the information to help y'all move forward, you know. So that's nice. While we was there, we had lunch with a staff member from Office of State and Local Finance. Had some very interesting information for us too. You know, explain to Nathan some of the upcoming changes to the budget, which is going to affect us pretty good. So we'll discuss that later on. We went to the ECD building. We talked about grants for the rural broadband that's coming up and everything. Met with the comptroller staff while we was there. Went by Secretary of State's office and talked with Trey Hargett. And talk briefly with people in the governor's office. So that's what we did while we was there and everything. It's kind of helped us out a little bit to do some of that stuff. The item under the mayor's report, item A, accepting credit cards for what this will do is... it's for water accounts and move forward, for credit cards, debit cards, things like that. We've talked about this for a long period of time, and it's the same one that the state uses. I'm going to let Nathan explain just a little bit about that because he dealt with it.
This is from NIC. It's the eGov people. They're the folks that do the state's website. They do all of it. If you do anything with the state, anything new with the state in the last 5 or 6 years, they do all of that. And these folks will supply credit card readers for us and the software to do it on the computers. They'll also, over the next several months, develop the web portals so that we could actually begin accepting online payments for some things. And one of the main things that we were concerned about is making sure we keep the money separate. So if it's for a water bill, it needs to go here. If it needs property tax or whatever, it needs to go there. We're going to start with water bills is where we're going to start. But they'll do all of that. They'll remit the money to the correct accounts at the right times and provide us a report so we can reconcile that with the receipts that we show in-house. And there's no charge for it.
To us.
What they do is they charge $1 plus 3% to process a credit card transaction or an e-check, either one. Now, that sounds high if you've ever dealt with credit card merchant accounts before. But not only do I supply the readers and all of that stuff, but it's the online payments that they're not going to charge us anything to do any of that except the cost of the transaction itself, $1 plus 3%. And so if your bill is $100, you pay $101.30. $103. $104 is what you'd pay if you had a $100 water bill.
And that will be shown.
The way the law's written for us to accept credit cards, we have to post our fees. So I mean, it'll be shown everywhere that we accept credit cards, and these are the fees.
And this has been a big ongoing thing for the past several years that you know, people want us to get, you know, I don't think they're as much worried about that. It helps a lot of people that are on fixed incomes too, that are not able to pay it right then, that may not get a check till the 15th of the month or the whatever. You know, it helps them get by until they can, you know, make that payment or whatever.
Right.
So,
if you've got any questions about that, I'd be glad to answer them. What we would, what we'll need is, I would like for y'all to vote to affirm that agreement with NCI. That's the name of the corporate, the company that's doing it. We've looked at a couple other vendors. There's always something that they don't do that NCI does. That NCI is made for government. That's what they do.
The credit card vendor come by the other day, said.
Yeah, he said, oh, I'm not going to charge you for. He said, those fees are high. And he said, what are you getting? And I started telling him. He said, oh, you just need to do what you're doing. because it was, they wouldn't do the web portal part of it. They wouldn't do any of the secure stuff for that. So, these folks are built to do government, and they're built to do transaction based fees, based on the transaction. And so, you know, if you renew your business license with the state online, it's the same people that process that. So,
how long will the initial contract be?
It is a month to month contract.
Really?
That's the way they're written.
Which
I thought was interesting. They're not asking for us to pay anything up front, and they're just assuming that they're going to be good enough that they will keep them going.
So it's not going to cost us nothing to get it started.
It will cost nothing to get started, no, sir.
Are you comfortable with that?
I am most comfortable with them. This is a big market, taking primarily utility payments. There's a big market for this, and for the last couple of years at the conferences I've been to, I've been approached by scads of folks that want to do this for us, and there's always a hitch. There's always something that either makes me feel uncomfortable about the situation, or they don't understand. They don't mind taking the bills for the court docket. They won't. They'll let you pay your speeding ticket, but they won't take water bills. You see, or they'll take property tax, but they won't take speeding tickets. The NCI takes everything. I mean, they're the preferred vendor for the state. I mean, it's a big company. But now they have a good presence in Nashville. They'll come out here and help us set everything up. And so,
will we be able to advertise on every water bill that we're going to transition to this?
We will. And, we'll continue to accept checks. We'll continue to accept cash. The folks that are doing bank drafts like me, I'm not going to change anything about the way I do mine. But if you want to offer, if somebody wants to pay with a card, they can. We'll be able to, eventually we'll be able to accept those for city stickers. We'll be able to accept them for, you know, for everything.
I guess my reason for asking that is just to make sure that the public knows.
Oh, yeah.
Not only that it's available, but there would be a dollar plus 3%
everywhere
additional.
And that's one of those things. I mean, we'd be able to take telephone payments, but one of the things that we'll have to work on is a script to say, listen, this is your fee. This is what this is going to cost, you know. So,
at the end of the year, will there be, or end of the month, will there have to be a report made for each one of these separately?
Yes, to reconcile it.
We'll reconcile it daily.
Daily. Every day, before the end of the day, everything has to be reconciled. Before they go home, every single day, they take the cash drawers and everything, and they count them down. And it has to come to the exact penny.
What will happen is that each day, at the close of business, the following day, we'll get a transfer from them for the amount. And they'll supply us a report, and we'll reconcile that against the previous receipts. One more thing to do.
Well, I know that you can go online, just like I pay my gas bill online, but there is no charge. But well, now if you do your electric bill, there is.
Gibson County Utility District, the gas district, is actually eating the fee, and so that's part of their operating cost. If it costs 5% to charge that transaction, they're just paying that out of what they collect from everybody else. The electric company chose not to do that. The electric company says, if you're going to use a credit card, it's for your convenience, not ours, and so we're going to let you pay for it. It's depending on how many credit card transactions we get, the fees can be substantial. I mean, that's why you don't want I mean, that's why I'm reluctant to say, yes, let's eat the fees on these things. Because if it's a $30 city sticker, then we're bringing home $29 and a half. How many of those are you going to have? That's why it's fee-based. I noticed there's several even non-governmental, non-commercial vendors nowadays that, depending on where they are, especially online, they'll say, listen, you can pay this with your credit card, but we're going to charge you an extra little bit for this. And that's just because the credit card fees cut into the bottom line, just like they would here.
Change anything else. You can still pay it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Any way that you want to.
I mean, I'll be honest, I think we still would prefer check or cash as far as we're concerned. It's a lot easier to reconcile that.
Well, then what is your reasoning if you'd rather have it the other way?
We have lots of people that ask to pay by credit card.
Oh, really?
There's people that come in without anything and then have to leave and go get it, and sometimes it's a day or two later before they come back.
You get lots of folks that call on the phone. They want to know, they call Thursday morning, want to pay off a ticket. And it's a convenience thing, because it's definitely going to be more paperwork and more trouble. But
you might get more water payments. You get somebody that's a little short of cash. It's not the best thing, but
I think there's a certain segment that we'll see an increase in collections in a certain segment of our population because of that.
Is there a limited certain card that they'll take and won't take?
They'll take everything. I mean, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. If it's branded one of those, they'll take them. So.
But one of the main things is, and I want everybody to know up front, we're going to work our way into this. We're not just going to go in there. It's going to be water and sewer, and we're going to work our way into everything else. That way it's a slow go, you know. It's not all of a sudden going to be property tax and water bills and city stickers and everything else, you know. It's going to be a slow go. You know,
so with property tax coming up next month, you're not going to be ready to do that?
Probably not. I'm hoping that maybe by the end of the year we might be ready for property tax, if there are still folks that are ready for that. But I want to get real comfortable with the way that this works. And it's not the technology does not bother me at all. It's the way that we're going to reconcile those payments in this office is what I want to be very comfortable with. Because the fact is, at the end of the day, we'll have a whole list of reports. Our report will show all these credit card payments, but I won't have anything but a bunch of credit card slips. And that might not be a big deal at the florist, but up here, I want to have cash. I want to have some money, you know? And so the next morning or the next afternoon, we'll get a report that says, okay, there's $600 deposited in your account. We need to reconcile that $600 against the previous day's credit card receipts to make sure that everything...
They will do a direct deposit.
They do. They do a direct deposit, yes, ma'am. And they'll do it into the water account and into the general fund, depending on what kind of transaction it is, which is one of the things that most of these vendors wouldn't do. They would only deposit to one account. And so after we get comfortable with that process, I would imagine toward the end of the year we might move into property tax. I'm desperately hoping we'll be comfortable with it enough by city sticker time, because we get a lot of folks that if they knew they could buy their city sticker online, I think we'd see an increase in folks involved. It's just there's not a way to do it right now.
Probably so.
So,
are there additional security issues that we're going to need to be concerned about handling this information?
The credit card information itself is it's an application. It's actually a web application. It's encrypted just like anything that you access on your bank or anything else online. It's 128-bit or better encryption is what they're using, and the moment you swipe that credit card, it's completely encrypted all the way, I'm not pointing at you, all the way to the vendor. And then they send us back a confirmation, and the customer's credit card is not on anything that we have here. We don't have any record of their credit card number, except we have the last four digits of it. Online, it's the same level of encryption. It's the same.
What if I'm out of town, and I'm not paying attention to days, and my taxes are due tomorrow? I shoot you an email with my credit card.
That would scare the crap out of me.
But that's going to happen.
Yeah, that will. But I mean, our policy is going to be we don't do that. You call me on the phone, we'll talk about it. We can.
Okay,
we can
take you're not going to accept anything via email?
No.
Okay.
No. But now, if you call me on the phone, we can process that on the phone.
That would be insecure.
Okay.
But I sure don't know. You don't want to send anybody a credit card over an email.
Well, that's what I was thinking. You could get hacked.
Now, the functionality of this is going to be a rolling thing. I mean, if you pay your water bill online, it's going to ask you if you know your account number to punch it in. When you punch it in, it's not going to tell you how much you owe because it's not going to know. I mean, you're going to punch in your account number, your name and address, and hopefully you've got a bill in front of you or you called us to check, and then you can punch in the amount, and that's what you'll send us. But, I mean, it's not going to be integrated with any of our billing systems, at least in the beginning. They say that's possible, but I just want to get to the point. I really want to get to a point I can take a credit card payment at the window. It's just what I'd like to do for now. So
there would be two machines?
They'll supply two skimmers or readers, one for each of those machines. And it'll hook up on a USB connection in the back of the computer. There'll be a web app that's open on the screen, just like our calendar application. It's just... And then you'll swipe it, and it'll print a receipt out. So.
Happy sailing.
I'm not nervous about it. I'm thinking this is going to be such a huge headache, but this is something that we have been asked for and asked for and asked for. And it's a customer service thing. I really want to be able to offer this to the folks here.
I think in the long run, it'll probably bring in more revenue.
I think you're probably right.
What if the availability is there to go online? Mm-hmm. And do it. Now, I mean, because we do that at work.
Right.
But we have also, we ask them, would you like for us to mail you a receipt or email it to you?
This will probably email them the receipt. They can print one out immediately if they want to. I mean,
and if they don't have email, they could.
They can print it immediately. What's going to happen is we'll get a report at the end of every day that shows how many online payments we've got. We'll enter those manually in our computer. Here by hand, because we have to generate a receipt in this building for it to. I mean, it's just them's the rules. And so there'll be a receipt here. We can certainly give them one.
Them's the rules.
I don't really want to be mailing a bunch of receipts. We don't mail property tax receipts now unless somebody sends a self-addressed envelope. We don't do. I mean, we've gotten away from that.
Will you take credit card payments up to the time of closing, or will you cut that off you time to process all of it?
We'll take them up to the time of closing.
Okay.
Some of them may show up on tomorrow's work is what probably happened.
Will the app calculate the fees?
It'll calculate the fee, and it'll post it on the screen.
Okay, so you don't have to pull out a calculator and say 3% of 82.45.
That's the way I understand it. It'll all be on the screen.
Okay.
And if someone calls here and tells Ashley, I want to pay my water bill, but I want to pay it with a credit card.
We should be able to take that payment over the phone. That's the plan. That's one of the things that I would really like to offer, because we get a lot of calls for that.
There's people that live in other states that can sometimes call and pay other people's water bills, and there's no way for them to do it.
I mean, we take credit card payments at work every day. In fact, most of ours have gone to that.
Yeah.
Do we need a motion for this?
Yes.
I make a motion that we authorize the city to begin to accept payment by credit card.
Second.
Through NCI, right?
Through NCI. Yeah, whatever we've been doing.
Very nice. Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
There will be no fees for us as we're setting this up.
No, sir.
Will there ever be?
No, ma'am.
But we only go from our contracts only from month to month.
I mean, this is the same contract they've got with, they're so ingrained into so many of these government agencies. I mean, it's fee loaded. I mean, that's the way it's built. I can imagine that the fees have gone down. When we first started looking at these folks, I started looking at this particular vendor 2 years ago, and they were 5% at that time. And so the credit card fees have come down. I can imagine that number might change We'll probably get plenty of warning if they do. But, you know, that's just, we just change what we have posted. So.
And that was one of my things was that when we talked about it a couple of years ago, he's talking about 5%. And I just didn't see that being feasible for people to pay 5% on a card or whatever. And over the past couple of years, we've really been hit up from citizens saying, well, I'd really like to be able to pay my water bill without coming to see you at City Hall. You know, I'd really like to see this. I'd really like, you know, so.
They have been in business long enough for us to feel comfortable that they will remain there.
Yes, sir. They operate in all 50 states. They do. This is a small part of their business, but they are an e-government company. That is their niche.
You still will take payments, direct payments, like you've always taken.
Yes, sir. We'd be very glad to.
Is there a viable alternative if, for some reason, this company goes out of business?
There are some other alternatives. There are many. They're just none of them offer this, all the same features that these people offer. There's a lady that's been pestering me for 3 years. Very sweet. And I asked her, I said, can you do this? And she says, no. And I'm like, but if we had to use her, there's a workaround. It would just be a lot more paperwork than what we're doing now. So.
Any more discussion? Now, we'll call the roll. Start with Judy. Go right.
Aye.
Motion carried. The last thing is I want to ask the board for permission. Me and Nathan's been dealing with this for about a month now. And all I'm asking for is permission from you guys. I can go look at it by myself. But I don't want to. I want you guys to kind of know what's going on. There is a building coming available in the city. And we've checked into grants and other things for a community center. And the VFW is rented out all the time, and there's really no place for anybody to go. The grants that are out there are just not feasible to get. It would cost us more, a lot more. And this building is, and I can't mention, I'm not going to mention any names, but it's on Main Street, right down the road. Right down the road here on the right. You go past the cable company. I don't know how to.
You're not going to mention
it's pretty
names.
Close to mentioning
it. Yeah, you know, that's my point, but I just want to ask for permission for me and Nathan to go look at it and see. It's 5,000 square feet. Would hold approximately 150 people. And it's very reasonable for what we're looking at it for. The pricing is. But it's, I just want you guys to say, yeah, go ahead and look at it or whatever. Or don't go look at it. There's 90 cents in it if we can't afford it. So don't worry about it.
How much more insurance is it going to be that we're going to have to carry?
I don't have any idea right now. I mean,
it's a blanket policy.
It's a blanket policy.
No more.
Well, as I've been told many times, it's free country. You can do what you want to, but you've got a building almost a rock's throw from here that, with a little renovation, would serve a good part of that purpose. The man's. I mean, you could rent it out for community activities.
Right.
You could do the same thing you do with the VFW, people to have meals. But, I mean, if you want to go look, and bring a report back, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
I mean, we own this one, and it's been sitting there 8 months.
And if we renovate that one and everything,
it wouldn't take much. A little paint, maybe a little repair.
What are you doing on the back, don't
we? Yeah, a little on the back, yeah.
Now, which building is that?
Carpet.
That's the house that the church gave to the city back in February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was my only concern of it. Of the house or whatever. And, yeah, I mean, you know, and I know we'd have to sit down and really talk about it and discuss this information very thoroughly. But, you know, I was thinking about, you know, when you have people that want to do weddings and there's nowhere for them to go do it. There's people that want to have family reunions and you can fit 30 or 40 people in that area, but you can't fit 100 people in that area. There's people that want to do events that we don't have the room big enough and ceilings tall enough for that.
I see your point, and I'm not trying to put a damper on this, but how many requests do we have a year for that type of thing?
I honestly don't know.
Folks are aware of what we've got.
Right.
We get a handful of folks that don't really know what's up there, and they'll go look at it, and they'll either say, yeah, that'll be fine for what we're doing, or it won't. We had one family reunion that has been meeting there for several years that moved this year because they didn't have enough room. We can seat about 40 in the VFW if it's very tight. Chief, I went to something, the police had something up there one time, and it was just tight. But
I'm thinking about bringing more people into town. You know, people from outside the community would come and rent this area also.
Does the country club have anything out there that they rent out now?
No.
Are they gonna?
They don't know. They want to, but
it's furniture.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying that we're gonna have to pay for this. All I'm asking is for permission to just look at it for the time being and bring you back a report and let you know what it is and take a few pictures and let you guys see what it is and then you guys make up your mind, well, this is something we'll do or this is something we don't want to do.
I think you ought to, you know, go ahead and look at that building. Because, I know what you're talking about, but I think you should also go to this building down here that we own.
Right.
And maybe get somebody just to give us a ballpark figure what it would take to get it.
To that point.
Mm-hmm.
That building needs a lot of work, doesn't it?
It's been completely redone.
Which, you don't want to say which building, do you?
Not in the meeting, I don't.
I mean, if it's a building, I'm thinking about
it. It's got the brand new roof, and brand new...
Hell, that ain't big enough. You can't. That's not 5,000 square feet, is it?
It is.
I don't think so.
It's on the tax roll, 5,000 square feet.
I don't.
We'll go look and see. I mean, it won't hurt to look. Take a picture, get the figures, it won't hurt.
Yeah, but
I think it's 5,000.
And that may be the thing to do.
That may be
the thing to do. We just want to be really careful because we don't want to spend a bunch of money on something that we don't get the return on, you know?
Right.
And if we can redo the mats down here that y'all give us, or the church give us, then and make it into what it is, then maybe that's the best option to go.
Well, yeah. It definitely has big rooms and high ceilings. I know that.
It does.
And I mean, you know, it has a kitchen, it has a bathroom. I mean, you know, all of that's. And I know this one down here does also, but.
You're also spending probably a lot more money to do that than you are to revamp what you've already got.
Because we have their appliances at the.
But I didn't want to come back and tell you guys that this is what needs to happen, or this is what I've been and looked at and everything, and then you guys not be even interested at all in doing anything. I wanted you to know first, if there's not any sense in even going to look at it, then I don't want to spend the time going to look at it.
My opinion is if we got extra money to spend something like that, let's take that money and fix up some stuff we've been talking about for a year, sidewalks,
right.
this, and not have no more maintenance property that we got to worry about mowing and everything else, you know.
It would be nice to have a community area, but I don't. I guess it's a horrible way to put it, but I don't want to get into a field of dreams type thing. You know, build it and they'll come. What kind of demand do we have now for such things as that? And if we don't have demand, I don't know that a building is going to make a change.
Well, at either place, if we did either place, I mean, the rent would be a lot more than
VFW.
True.
Because there we got electricity and water.
How many could you see?
There's only one thing that concerns me is the house is wood and this down here is block.
I'm sorry, I was.
Let me ask you this. The house down here, you know, most of it, you know, it's your living room, your bedrooms, kitchen. Now, how many of these walls could we possibly remove?
That would take
that probably has 5,000
Tom would
feet.
Need to go look at that and
tell
us which ones are load bearing.
Make some bigger rooms.
But you could probably do that. You could open
I'll
up some, Michael.
Yeah.
I just don't
know. As long as you don't have a load bearing wall.
I don't know what's load bearing and what's not. I mean, I feel certain you could between
that makes more sense.
That makes more sense. I'll go along with 5,000 feet there, but.
It's on the property tax for
they just
5,000 square feet.
Okay, I'll go along with that.
Instead
but
of, you know,
when you get into a commercial building
that,
like that, for what you're wanting to do, do you have to have boy girl bathrooms and so many handicapped and all that?
Yes.
You're going to dump some money.
Right.
And if that's. That ceiling on the back part, you'd have to finish all that. I don't know if that ceiling was ever insulated. If you don't insulate that metal roof, it's going to sweat. So you can dump a lot of money in that real quick.
Right. And that's why I said, you know, just to go look at it and see what it is. I mean, you know, but if it's not, if it's not to the point that, you know, if it's to the point we're going to spend a whole bunch of money fixing it up, there's no sense in even looking at it. But I don't know without looking at it.
Yeah. Well, you can dump $30,000-$40,000 before you know it on something.
In a big hurry.
In a big hurry.
Especially bringing it up to
cold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go look. I think you might go look.
Okay.
It won't hurt to look.
Well, I just, you know, like I said, if you guys wasn't interested or whatever, then I didn't want to spend the time. But if you are, then we would. I hope it's in. You're going to take care of this, right, Nathan?
Yeah, we'll talk.
In your right hand.
Oh, right. You want me to do this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Okay. Department reports, fire.
Mayor, I'd like to request permission to send out specifications for the bids on replacing the chassis on the tanker that we have in the budget this year.
Is there a motion?
What did we allot in the
65, I believe, wasn't it?
I think that sounds right.
I think that
somewhere in the neighborhood.
I don't have my budget right in front of me right now, but
Mr. Mayor, I move that we allow Roger or we put out bids for the fire truck chassis that was allotted in our budget.
The motion and second. Is there any discussion?
Is there a better time of the season to be purchasing a chassis for a truck? Is wintertime better than fall of the year, or do you know?
Not as far as the truck itself.
Not that kind of truck, it don't matter. Okay.
Didn't we discuss this a meeting or two ago?
Not that I know about.
About one that we just wouldn't hardly go.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about that. That's the old one.
That's one we're talking. Yeah, that's one we're talking about. The old one, replacing it because it won't go.
And what are we doing with the old chassis?
We're planning on putting a new carburetor on it and moving it to the street department, putting a bed on it.
I knew we talked about that.
And that will haul a lot of the bigger stuff. We had discussed that back in budgeting time. So,
how many miles is on the old one? Or hours, whatever.
On the old truck.
It doesn't have an hour meter on it, and the miles are
minimal.
Real low.
So the motor still be pretty stout.
Yeah, it just, with all
it's
that
just
water.
All
I mean,
the water and everything, it's just too.
It's got a lot of low end pull.
Yeah, it's just not big enough.
It just doesn't go after you get it going.
Yeah.
It's all low end power.
Any more discussion? Now we'll call the roll. Start, Mr. Robert Garrett.
Aye.
Ash.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Anything else?
That's all I'm for.
Police?
The stripes on the patrol car, he gave me another quote instead of 390, it's 500, because it's a little bit bigger than the Chrysler.
Oh, on the old chair?
Yeah, a lot of 2,000, and we spent 18, so it'd go over that.
So it's going to be 23?
A little over 23, because it was 1864, I think is what I spent so far. I'm not sure what the, spent $1,500 on the paint and stuff, getting it ready, and then there was 300 mechanical work. Over a little over 300 in mechanical, under 400.
So you want to ask the board to approve an additional 500, or?
Just 500 what I need to get the stripe, and then it'll be part of the 2,000 approved, the 200.
This is the car that was donated?
Yes. I'm not sure what the exact amount was, but it was 18.
So you need $300, basically?
No, 500.
Just make another 500.
I thought it was going to be 390, but he's shutting another quote today for 500.
Okay.
Did he give you a reason for why? A larger car?
Just said the larger car. If that was the Chrysler, would he have turned it down? He'd have to...
So that'd bring a total of, what, 2,300 to the car?
Striping. Be under 2,400.
Paint, stripe, radios put in.
That's a cheap car.
Programs.
Not bad for a good car.
Yeah, that's a cheap car.
The only question that I do have, did he not look at it first?
No, because we're going to go get the guy painted, and then he assumed that we were getting another Chrysler.
Oh.
And the other Chrysler were 380, 390, what we paid for them. And he just come and measured everything.
And this is
the
Ford. Is that a
Ford?
Ford.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we allow an additional $500 for the extra cost on the striping of the police car that was donated to us.
A second motion.
Motion second. Is there any discussion? Now, call the roll. Start with students of right.
Aye.
Motion carried.
May I ask a question before we go further? Huh? Judy tells me I ask too many of these. It's the only way I can find out. I'm just curious, Brad. Mm-hmm. Looking over the report the other day, there were two assisted calls in Gibson and one in Medina. Were those calls that we assisted on?
Okay.
No, that's the whole, that's everybody. When you look at that first couple pages, it's the whole county. Okay. Yeah. I was just curious.
Any other questions?
Yes.
Okay. Street. I was going to say street and gravel.
I've already got the gravel. Today we forgot to take it off. But other than that, we did have to work on Nathan's sewer line the other day. We dug all the way across the road. But he's going in, I hope.
You worked on the city sewer line. You didn't work on the
sewer line. Well, it's his tab, but it was collapsed in the road. So.
I had Mr. Ray go by there. I said, I want to make sure that, you know. So.
Yeah, we tried to get by easy and just dig up in his yard, but it didn't work out. So anyway, he's fixed now.
The whole yard
flood. You have a flood, ain't you, Nathan?
Yes, sir, I am.
Too much.
That's all we care about.
Working just fine.
Need more water. Better pay for a tap.
You got a real good speed bump there now.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I have.
I think Mr. Richard was wanting one of those in his road if you want to dig it. Oh, we
are going to dig his road up.
Yeah, we're going to dig his road up.
Sure are. And dig up your road,
you McBridger. It's going to be a bump, be hope. Speed hope.
They won't want any speed bump.
I know I have had some complaints about the speed on our street.
Yeah.
And what did you ever find out about the speed bumps?
We can't do speed bumps. Speed bumps, our TML insurance will not allow us to have speed bumps. They're not going to cover the liability portion of it. Now then, if you want to build one, we'll tear it back up for you.
No.
Okay.
But I had people to come to me and say, where are our policemen? I says, they're working. And says, well, I have been out here and I haven't seen them. And I said, well, they're working. I said, you don't have to worry about that.
Well, Mr. Richard, honestly, if you want to come by City Hall, well, you get one in your packet. Keep that sheet where you see how many calls they run in a month's time.
No, I don't.
Go ahead.
I don't doubt that because I have been, well, it was the guard department, but I have seen the many calls.
Yeah.
And I know what it is. But you can't be at the same spot and be one person. How many patrols do we have during the day?
We have two, and, you know, sometimes if Brad's working on something or he's got to leave to go do something in Nashville or Memphis, or if he's got to go pick up something or whatever, then they'll have an extra one on there that morning until he gets ready to leave because he's got to get things prepared. And me and Brad talk.
I'll keep somebody over.
Yeah.
If we have a speed, what I ask people to do is if you can get a description of the vehicle, it helps us a lot. We're only as good as our community.
You can't have a patrol.
They'll tell us a time or something. If it comes to having it's a particular car or certain times, that helps us pinpoint it because our major roads, we're on them most of the time. The secondary roads, we try to get on. I know Madison Street is one road in the mornings that they do, you know, come out of town and they're moving on pretty good. Miss Holder's let us sit in her yard. We do it. But then now we're at the school zone. We've had issues at the school zone, so I had two people trying to cut traffic up there in the back and the front. And then generally if Pascal can stay over, he cuts through with the roads that you had mentioned to me that people were speeding on as well.
You'll have two or three officers on duty, and then you have other people wanting to know why if they're somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Then you have other people wanting to know why we need three police officers on at one time. I mean, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
I did not know these were there. There are small signs affixed to each railroad crossing under the railroad sign. There's an emergency number on there, and there's also a railroad track crossing number. If there is ever an emergency, I think this is just good for public knowledge. If there's ever an emergency, let's say a truck or a car stalls on the railroad track, you can call that emergency number. Give that crossing number, and they will stop any trains that are coming until that's cleared. Just for public safety, I think that's a good thing to know. I didn't know that until today.
I didn't know.
Where's it at?
It's on the pole right under each of the railroad crossing signs. Stephen and I went out and looked at it just before the one over here, just before the meeting. Where am I pen? So that's pretty good to know, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. I found out about it today.
Mr. Tom?
I got one question. Are your radials and that doing any better? How is that working out?
It's still happening a lot more on second shift than it is day shift. They had another meeting tonight, so I'm not sure what the outcome of that was. But that's where a lot of people are tonight.
Why would time make a difference?
Is it all in place?
Well, first, right, they explained to us that they were on the same frequency as Wi-Fi. So most people are using their internet at night and then weekends.
I see.
And that's why. And now they're supposed to be putting this on a private government frequency, which is higher, but we hadn't gotten to it yet.
Is that an additional what they was talking about a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
So that $80,000 has been spent.
I'm not sure about that $80,000. If I would have went to the yeah. I'm sure it'd run.
Well, that's why I was curious if that $80,000 fixed it or if they're going to...
We were having issues today.
You were having issues again today.
So, and Tom, in that meeting you there, they voted that night to do what? Do you remember?
Change the megahertz.
They had a lot of excuses. In Kenton, something wasn't right there, and they had to do something else.
And then
every place they had an excuse, and they come up, they already passed it. They had to spend $80,000, yeah. and then they raised it. Kathy raised it to $100,000, and I wasn't.
And the grain bins and everything they put up in Humboldt.
It was a lot of excuses, but I think they're just stabbing at the dark. I think so. They got a money pit, and they're going to get in trouble if they don't watch it. They should have checked it out a whole lot better than what they did.
Well, and not only that, just to add to what Mr. Thomas said, we've got to be really careful because this does not go back. This is going to come back on the taxpayers.
That's right.
Eventually it will.
And we're going to get a bill next year that's probably going to be double of what we got this time or what we've been used to. So when we go to budgeting next year, we need to make sure that we ask them, call them, if they don't send us anything and see what happens, you know, to make sure that they're not going to double on us during budget time. That way it doesn't mess our budgeting up. And the more they spend, you know, their accounting said right out there and said, well, you can borrow the money to do it, but where are you going to pay it back?
It's always easier to spend taxpayers' money than check stuff out before they buy
right.
it.
Right.
You know, they over-doubled their budget.
I'm afraid they're going to spend all this money. I'm afraid they're going to spend all this money, and then they're going to go completely in the opposite direction. I mean, we ain't got anything to do with that.
Right.
Well, our police do.
I mean,
if it don't work, why dump more money in it? I mean,
that's right.
Well, that would be my next step. That would have been my step this last time.
Well, we shouldn't have to pay for their mistake.
I'm going to back up so Kevin and them can come up here and talk. Go back to the visitor section real quick. You want to step up in the table?
Yeah, I'm Kevin Stallings, for the record. This is my wife, Millie. We live out at Peckswich Cove. I know Mr. Beal, our neighbor, Mr. Beal Eno, has probably addressed you before about the speeders in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it's primarily... the two homes, you know, that are on both ends of the cove.
Right.
And we were just wondering, is there anything at all that the city can do, putting in some speed bumps or something to slow these people down? Because they just about ran over me and my wife a while ago, and that's the reason I'm red-faced and a little hot right now. But the woman come around the curve, and I guarantee she's doing every bit of 40 miles an hour, and I'm standing in the middle of the road, we're walking our dog, and she never even let up. I mean, and I yelled at her. And she saw me there, but she never even let up.
Yeah.
And it's like that every single day. And I'm getting to the point where my patience is thin. And before I yank somebody out of the car and go to jail, I thought maybe I'd give the city an opportunity to see if there's something that you guys can do.
Kevin, one of our problems is the TML insurance policy will not allow us to put speed bumps in.
Okay.
It's a policy that, you know, I mean, if we put in speed bumps, and somebody hit a speed bump and then they ran off the road and hit your dog or... ran in your house or going to your yard, it's not going to, you know, it's not going to cover it. So we can't do the speed bumps.
Just a few minutes ago, we were talking about speeding on different streets.
That's one of the streets that we've been watching.
Okay. You want to repeat what you said?
I asked Brad last week, though.
We've kept Pasco over so he can throw it in, and I'll go down there. There's not a good place to sit, so I've been sitting behind the hedges on the left when you come in. Trying to catch them up, I stopped one lady. She wasn't speeding, but I stopped her and asked her. I said, "Could you tell your employees, you know, to get it all out that we're watching them, and we're going to be down here, and we're going to be doing it." And that was between 7:45, I was told, and that was the only time that they had given us that they were speeding. So,
and the more times that you can give us, the better off they are. If they can,
well,
they,
and if you can get
them
a description of the car, or
we're going to start getting videos if we have to.
We can do that. We can.
Of course, they know when you guys are there because I can sit in my living room and tell them, there must be a cop up there because they're just creeping.
They talk to each other.
They're calling them on cell phones back and forth. You know, I've heard that. You know, they come back there and they sit and everything, and then the employees that are there call on cell phones to the other people that are coming into work and tell them, so they know that they're sitting back there, you know.
But when it's nighttime and you're coming around that curve, you don't, it's hard to see people.
That's right.
And when you're driving 35, 40 miles an hour, I mean.
Can I ask you a question? What is the speed limit out there?
It's posted 15.
Okay.
When you come into the subdivision.
Okay.
What maybe if they could take a picture of the van and the license plate.
I have a license plate.
She's got a license
plate. And give it to the chief of police.
I mean, Kevin, he just stepped out and said, would you please stop or slow down or something? And she just.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't ask her nicely. I was yelling at her. But
yeah,
she looked me square in the eye and just.
Yeah, but the thing is, what if it'd been your kid?
Yeah.
Or if it'd been somebody else that couldn't get out of the road or been chasing a ball or something, you know?
If you get a tag, you can just like a call. And I know you get a particular tag, we can go with that. We can go with that, too. We can stop for that.
I mean, do y'all know who runs the place? I mean, is there someone that we can go and contact, maybe write a letter
y'all
to?
Yeah, y'all
can't,
I mean, what can we do?
Do you know RHA at Trenton?
Yes.
That's where they're at.
Okay.
They're right there. And what you do is you go in that front office right there, and the lady that runs it, runs that facility, her office is right there to the right. Which we've been over there and talked to them several times and everything, and whenever they talk to their employees and everything, which, I mean, they're all for these guys to write tickets. They want them to. Said, write them and we'll fire them. You know, we're not playing games with them. We've told them and told them. But the problem is, it's not that they don't want to write tickets. It's the simple fact that they either know that they're there or, you know, and it makes it hard.
So due to what again, do you remind repeating what some
go to RHA and
now the insurance keeps you from
TML.
Okay.
TML. Billy, would you like to?
No, it's okay. I just didn't catch it all.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
The speed bump and everything.
Speed bump.
TML insurance will not allow us to. Because it will not allow the liability.
If somebody's injured because of a speed bump, if your car's damaged.
Keep sleep.
You know, if your car is damaged because of a speed bump, if you lose control because of a speed bump, the city placed it there, so that creates liability for the city.
Right, okay.
Well, how does that differ from, like, out Rocky Point? Don't they have, I mean, I know we're not government housing, but, I mean, is that not a city street, or is that different somehow?
I honestly don't know, because somebody asked me
so
that.
Long.
Somebody asked me that last week or week before. It might have been Richard that asked me that.
Yeah, but the city didn't put them there.
The city didn't place that speed bump.
Right.
No, but somebody did ask you.
If they're there, you still have the liability if that's the rule around the rest of the town. If we own the street, you still got the liability.
We have to have constructive notice that there's a speed bump there.
You can't even put a sign, speed bump ahead.
We don't have constructive notice.
Paint them yellow and put a sign up. You know, so.
Yeah, notice.
Just something to slow them down. Or.
What about a ripple strip?
Well, that's what we've been discussing, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like they have in Memphis and everything, if you go over speed bump, it feels like your car's coming apart.
A ripple strip.
Yeah.
But like on the side of the highway, on the side to wake you up if you fall asleep.
Right.
I know it.
Oh, yeah. They've got those on.
Be better than
going a mile.
You'd have to put one on every street.
Well, that's all we had. Like I said, we're sorry to just barge up in here. We didn't know how this stuff
I'm
works.
I'm trying to keep him from going.
Yeah,
I've never been to one. I'm going to tell you, I was living.
Well, I was hot, too, though, because that woman was flying.
Yeah.
And
well,
you hit me fine. You hit my dog. You're in trouble.
Yeah. if you don't mind,
yeah,
talk with him. And give him times, if you don't mind,
okay,
that it's happening and everything. And we can do a whole lot more. If we know times and everything, so.
All right.
Thank you.
Y'all,
thank you very
sorry.
Much. He's going to get some pencil and paper, I think.
They're not leaving, are they?
Yeah.
No, it looks like they're going outside the way.
Yeah.
Going out there to write down some information.
I'm glad to be back.
Finance personnel?
Oh, I don't have anything, Mr. Mayor, except you guys had asked for some information on some security cameras a couple of weeks ago, a couple of meetings ago. We gathered some information on that. I looked at a whole bunch of things. The trouble with putting in a camera system with a
DVR box,
with a centralized recorder, is that if you want to get away with something, you just got to go get the box and take it with you. You know, I mean, that's. And so what we looked at were some things that had some hosted solutions. There's a company called FLIR that makes wireless security cameras. And they've got they record to a centralized database in the cloud, and they can be accessed from anywhere. They're running a special on them right now. You get four of them for $749, and then you get a year of monitoring or a year of storage for $150. The thought was if you wanted to put a couple up, maybe in the street department, and maybe a couple, I know, maybe in the fire department or somewhere. There's four of them, so they can go anywhere. Talk about security cameras, Chief.
Yes, I'd love to have some in the fire department.
Don't need a whole bunch, but one or two just to cover the entrances, I would think, would be sufficient. But
Something you can move around at any time?
You can, as long as you've got wireless internet there where they are, you can move them anywhere.
So if there's
would you have an app on your phone or someone would have an app where they could monitor
you
from
can have
the
an
phone?
App,
or?
You can have an app, but also it's a web-based thing, so if you want to if somebody come in and painted smiley faces on the fire trucks and you wanted to see who did it, the way the software works, actually, it's pretty neat. It condenses 24 hours into about 3 minutes, but only shows the motion when it's happening. And so you can say, okay, there's something happening right here, and so you stop it, and then you can actually expand the video out to see everything that happened in that segment.
Is this something that can be used indoors or outdoors?
These are indoor and outdoor cameras. Anything in the dark is always a problem. It's hard to get enough light. But these do have, they're named FLIR, but they also have infrared emitters on the front of them. So they're not great because they're the size of the front of the lens. But
right. But
it's better than nothing. But in most of these cases, we've got enough ambient light to see what's going on. I'm not going to say this is the absolute best solution. This is the one that appealed to me most because it is cloud-based, so you can sit and somewhere and watch it if you want to. You don't have to go down there and log into it, you know. And the other thing is that they're somewhat portable, and it's a legitimate company. I mean, these people, FLIR, this company used to be Lorex, L-O-R-E-X. If you've ever heard of them, they've been in the security camera business since they invented security cameras. So, and it's expandable. You can add more cameras to it later if you wanted to.
So it saves the data, or
it
who
does.
Who can look up, who can look at what's going on?
Anybody with a login.
You have to have a password to do it.
Chief.
Oh, yeah.
Either chiefs or in street, anybody. Yeah.
Okay. Is this something similar to these cameras that catch people speeding in these towns?
No. Mm-hmm.
This is a security camera.
I think that's just about to go out.
No. This is totally different. This is basically the camera without a box.
Something similar to that right up there, except wireless.
See that camera right there?
So, mm-hmm.
And how much were four?
It's the same thing.
$749.
Except for it goes to the cloud.
One-time fee.
That would be a good investment.
Mm-hmm. One-time fee?
Yes, sir. One-time fee. Now, the yearly monitoring is a yearly fee.
How much is that?
$149. And that stores it off-site so that we're not...
A year.
So
a year.
You would simply pull on, turn your computer on, go to their website.
Or phone. Have any issues down there.
Okay. How much are you paying?
But what is the outcome the same?
Sir?
Yeah, just it gives you a picture of what's going on.
Yeah.
The reason I said that, we've had a little...
Because that's not lawful anymore.
Yeah, you can have... No, this is not about speeders. This is indoor watching what's going on in the fire department or the water department.
You know about that?
We've got all the
parts. What are you talking about? I'm just three conversations. going on here?
Chief has had some people that have, from my understanding, what I've been told is they've been opening doors on fire trucks and stuff like that. And whenever they go to run down there to get in them and everything, then they have to go close doors and check and make sure equipment's back where it's supposed to be going.
That's the reason I said I'd like to have an extra one pointed at the truck.
We'll just get another one.
We can't understand exactly.
I'm thinking
it's like
replacement.
Why? Because.
Let's see how these work.
I mean, there's nobody has a key to it except for firemen.
I mean, that's one thing.
And one in the
$750. I don't want to spend
$1,500.
Yeah, but it's on sale right now.
Well,
what would it be when it's not?
So what you're saying?
I don't know how much they are by themselves either. So.
That.
I mean,
a person
that
goes into the fire station,
and they can
the possibility
the same
that he has a key.
Okay.
The next person, there's a possibility that
someone know
what they're doing. Is this what you're saying?
Wait, say that again.
We're suspicious of that. We don't know that for sure. But
so they want to put these cameras up so they can know.
Right.
Well, they need to be kept up and taken care of, not like the park. Just slanted every which way. Have we ever even seen a picture of anybody know at the park?
They
cost
cameras at the park.
These are self-contained units. They've got power and they've got internet. That's all they have to have. You've got wireless down there, don't you? If you don't, you could very easily. So
where do they get their power? Change batteries every so often?
No, there's a power cord that you run to it.
Okay.
And that's the only installation part of this thing. I mean,
so as long as you have wireless internet, you won't have to put up any type transponder or anything.
No, sir.
No extra hardware on the computer.
No, sir.
Interesting.
I guess my question is, Roger needs a couple. Probably need one down at the city shop.
Two or three.
And then you need one maybe somewhere else. Let's say something's going on, you know, somebody keeps breaking into the same place over and over and over. You take one of those
and move it.
They're poor. I mean, they can be moved. What I'd like to do is get four of these things, and we'll stick them where we want to stick them to begin with and see how they work. I don't want to get too deep into this.
I agree.
Yeah, because...
It sounds great, looks great, but you know how that is. There have been things that we bought that just didn't turn out quite like you thought they were going to.
You say
$149
per camera or flat fee?
Flat fee. Okay. I don't know how many cameras that is. I was looking at four, but I know that it's more than four because they said you can add this and add that. But so I was impressed with them. I mean, if I had my rathers,
I don't have a problem with it.
So how much money is that?
$749,
$849, $900.
I was going to be able to move it if you can.
I don't know.
I
didn't get
that
far into it.
Check into it.
Yeah.
You want a motion or?
Not to exceed $1,000 to
cover shipping.
I make a motion to buy four cameras, not to exceed $1,000.
From FLIR.
From
our FLIR cameras.
Where are they coming from?
FLIR cameras.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made. Second. Is there any discussion?
Do they have any type of warranty on the camera?
I'm sure they do, Mr. Johnson. It was 3 weeks ago when I looked at this.
Where's FLIR at?
Their U.S. headquarters is in Wilsonville, Oregon. They also have one in Goleta, California, and then one outside of Baltimore, Maryland.
So their closest representative would be where?
They wouldn't send a representative for something like this.
Who would install them?
We would. Me and Stephen. Or Stephen and me. You got a screwdriver?
Stephen and that.
No, it's a screwdriver and an internet connection is basically what it is.
Have you been able to
go online? You wouldn't know how to hook it up.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just said that with his computer skills, he would know how to hook it up.
Have you been able to go online and sample the type? Pictures, are they fairly clear?
They are very good pictures. These things are, it's 1080p is the resolution on the camera. It's not like a digital like a, take a picture of your granddaughter camera, but it's high resolution picture.
What are you laughing about? Did you hear me?
I'm real quiet, ain't I? All right.
My ears ain't stopped up. I knew real good.
Spell the word warranty. A year, 2 years on components, 1 year on components, FX, where's the FX? It's 2 years on components and the uncooled sensor, and then 1 year on some of the stuff. So you've got at least 1 year on what it looks like.
Mm, okay.
Of course, if we drop it or hit it with a hammer, it doesn't cover that.
Be careful.
No, you're laughing, but a lot of these folks, if they're going to do something, some mischievous, they'll come in there and pop that camera first thing, and that's it. And, the warranty doesn't cover that.
They need to make sure it's in a spot to where...
Well, the idea is you put it up high,
already
somebody's called. Got to,
So they'll be seen before they knock it out.
Right.
That's right, too. But broom handles are real popular for knocking those things off. So. What'd you say?
Boy, tell them what they need.
We'll get a camera.
Maybe you get your picture
Brad, we're going to get a camera to protect our camera.
I'm sorry, Richard.
That's all right.
Any more discussion? Now, Colorado, start with shooting the right.
No.
That's good.
That's all I got, Mr. Mayor.
Good.
Water and sewer?
I got a gearbox that's gone down on the mixer at the water plant. It's on one of the sediment tanks. I got the gearbox off, but I didn't have time to get it tore down and see what's wrong with it.
Okay.
So I called Bates Barron, who's our dealer for it, and to get a worst-case scenario. And his guesstimation for the worst-case scenario is about $1,500. I need to get this thing fixed and back on, as soon as possible. So I need, if you would please, approve up to $1,500, for this repair. And hopefully we come in way under that. But that's kind of the worst case scenario for it.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we allow Randy, because this gearbox has got to be repaired. I mean,
it's an emergency.
But with, as an emergency, that we allow up to $1,500 for the repair of the gearbox.
Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion?
Make sure you don't tell them how much we approved for.
Colorado, start ring the left.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried.
I just need a barrel of polymer for when we do our wasting down at the plant. We have to have polymer, and it's $697.50 for a barrel.
$697.50.
Make a motion. $697.50 for a barrel of polymer.
Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion? Now, Colorado, start shooting the right.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Is that all right? Willie?
Yes, thank you.
Willie, are we getting pretty close to getting that cover for the drying bed repaired?
No, we've been remodeling on the plant, and we put all our time and effort into that, but
I know you would. I just with rainy season coming on.
I know, and but like I said, we've done a whole lot of work down there.
Y'all have, I know that.
And it looks great.
Well, they said they've been doing a whole lot of work.
They have.
Committee reports, public safety. Health.
I don't have anything.
Parks and public spaces.
I don't have anything.
Water and sewer.
Oh. Goodness. I don't have any, I mean, I just want to bring up something that maybe, I don't want a motion or anything like that, but something I think that we need to think about, and that is we have done the sewer plant. We painted it, the insides and all of that. I'm sorry, y'all. But anyway, it really does. It really is a huge, huge improvement. I wish that we would start looking at maybe doing some repair work on the inside at the water plant, because we do have some major concerns down there. One of the biggest concerns is windows. You know, we had at one time, were you on the board? I know Mr. Johnson was. You know, we had to replace those windows. Well, now they're just, I mean, it's still the old metal framing, and they've rusted, and it's run down the wall, and it just, anyway, I just think that's something that we, in the future, needs to really be looked at, because, you know. Mm-hmm.
It's more visible than the sewer plant.
Well, you know, you always have inspectors coming by.
Right.
And a little bit of paint can go a long way. Mm-hmm. And I know that the flooring down there is just like it was at the...
And Randy don't ask for near as much as Willie does, y'all.
I think the big thing would be the windows. But, you know, that's something that just... Everybody just keep it in their mind. It's something that needs to be looked at.
I think we need to keep up our own property.
I do too.
Imperative that we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. May I bring up something under your committee?
No, sir.
Maybe.
And again, I know Stephen has been busy as well as Willie. I'm not trying to throw everybody under the bus. But one of the church members mentioned the other day that if the city was willing to pay for that water bill down there, they would forget about having an additional meter put in for the church. You know, when they gave the mats,
right,
it was all on one meter, and we haven't had time to do it. And they said if the city would pay the water bill, we'll worry about it. Just leave it as it is.
I'm not sure that we can actually do that, because... I mean, that would be, I'm almost positive we can't do that.
Well, they were just giving out.
Because
they don't care one
way
or the other.
Right. Yeah, I honestly don't think we can do that. Legally, I don't think we can do that.
I don't
because you're paying a water bill for a separate
true
entity that's not the city and everything. And
true.
You know, we sure don't want to get... I honestly think that the best thing we need to do is just change that meter over. And it needs to be done.
It'll be a month or two. I mean, that's how far behind we are.
Minimum water bill.
We don't use any water to mince right now.
I know that.
I think the water bill is $25 less. Is that
at
right?
The church?
I don't know what the one at the church is. The one at the manse, there's no water being used here right now, so it's not like the manse is a burden on the church right now.
Right.
We'll get it done, Rick.
I'm not fussing, I'm just bringing up what they said.
Which I wish we could do.
That
would be the...
Actually, it's in the deed that we will do it.
Right.
And
correct.
So probably legally we need to do that. They just said if it were easier on the city, they would be happy with it.
Well, that would be, I mean, for the city, it would be the cheapest.
It would be.
Because, I mean, setting a new meter and all like that's going to cost us a lot.
I'm just worried about the legality of it.
Yeah.
We can't.
I don't think we can. I mean,
did we agree to put that in the deed?
We agreed to do it.
Well, I mean, we're going to have a water meter there. I mean, it's just
yeah, because it's two separate buildings and everything.
Yeah.
So we've got to have, they've got to have their own water meter, and we've got to have our own water meter.
So the water from the manse, there's only one meter there now?
Under the kitchen, the feed line forks.
Okay.
Stephen and Willie and I went down and looked at it, and the churches runs under the asphalt into the church, and then the manses went up into the manse. So there's a fork under there, but it all runs off the same meter. Gerald Leach suggested that we run a line on the street side of the meter, hook it around, and then run it in and tie it off down there, you know, where they're already there.
I wish we could do that. It was a good thought from them. That would be helping us.
That's what they were thinking.
Street maintenance.
Yeah, I just have a couple things. I was noticing in the work history, it had here change meter out at Reed's Trucking. I thought, is that the meter your change? I thought we paid the meter people to change out all the meters.
The last couple of those, the ones that were really hard that we were going to have to work on anyway, you know, they required our assistance with some of them.
Right.
The changing the meter part was the easiest thing that we did there. Actually, I mean, getting to it, doing the work that had to be done that we were going to do anyway was what.
What?
And so there's the last several of these we've done ourselves because the biggest part of the work we were going to do ourselves anyway. And so it may have, you know.
It was going to have to be dug out.
Okay.
So we was going to get it dug out, not they was going to drop off down there and unbolt it, put another in.
Okay. You know, so not that big a deal.
It was a 10-minute right. job that we took 4 hours to get to, and the 4 hours was our 4 hours, not
okay.
theirs.
Okay. I was just
what are the points you're paying them to do that?
All right. Are they all done with their project?
They're done with their part. We've still got, we estimate 8 to 10 that we've got left. Some of them are big, some of them are small.
That's our part or their part?
It's problem meters. You know, there's something wrong that they couldn't change it out without our assistance. So I see no need of paying them to come and let us get it ready for them, and then they drop in there and do the easy part, and then charge us.
Okay, that's all they that's all they charged us for on the regular
right.
bid then.
That's right.
Okay.
The advantage to that was they came in and did dozens or hundreds of them at a time. If we're doing onesie twosies, we might as well do them ourselves. Right.
Okay,
I mean,
agree.
That's where we are.
How's the school water bill doing?
I just want to ask that. That's a good question.
How is theirs running now?
It's running about the same.
Interesting.
About the same.
It's some of it's. I mean, we've had it in there 45 days or so, and so we need some more time compared to the same period in the previous year. It's about the same. In the beginning, it was higher, but it's leveled out to about the same numbers now.
I just
those were turbine meters, not compound, right?
Yeah.
But they were 2-inch
turbine
meters, they weren't 4.
Yeah.
So there's less turbidity there than. So we'll know more as
okay.
the further we get along. I mean, it's, you know.
So what are you saying? You need a little more time to compare?
Yeah, I mean we basically only had one full billing cycle there.
Okay.
And so it'll be helpful to
okay.
look at it.
A longer
period of time.
310 Elm Street, I was going to tie that culvert in to the city box down there. I run a 12-inch culvert. They only, I think, is a 10-inch there, so I didn't tie it in. Don't know what the city wants to do about it, if anything, or what. I didn't want to tear into the...
Say that again.
310 Elm.
Yeah.
I put a culvert under the driveway. I was going to tie it into the culvert that's there that's going into the box culvert of the city's.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a culvert permit for that?
I'm sure I did.
I don't remember issuing one.
I don't know. whatever.
my point was going to be that we didn't know my size if they used to be down there if we'd sent somebody. But yeah, I don't know.
You couldn't tell. I didn't know what size was there until I dug it up.
I don't know.
So I didn't know if you wanted to do anything about that, the city, or what.
We want you to pay your fee first, Mr. Tom.
No, he doesn't have to pay a fee.
What was it, $10?
No, there's no fee for the permit. I'm just trying to figure out how you're looking at it.
I was kidding. I guess we need to send Stephen down there and let him look at it, don't we?
Yeah.
And then figure out the connection.
I don't know whose is whose.
It's yours. Is
the steel culvert mine that's going in the city store?
Yes, sir. No.
Tear it out then.
No. We need to send Stephen down there and look at it.
Okay, I left it open so you could see what was up.
Okay.
And I don't mind buying a culvert to tie into it, but
right.
I wasn't going to tear into the city box.
Right.
Okay, the only other question I got is, back about a year ago, we were discussing vacation time, and that for police and everybody else, they don't use up their police or their vacation time.
Yeah.
And we need to discuss if we're going to pay them 2 weeks or if you're going to make them...
Pay them the 40 hours or pay them...
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they got it coming...
No, we
didn't
make a decision on it. We talked about it, we didn't make a decision on it.
Decided not to do anything at the time.
Yeah.
We decided to be indecisive.
Yeah, we're still haven't done nothing a year later. And same thing goes, if you don't have money to go on a vacation, it might be more good to some of them people that got 4 weeks coming, the right amount of check for a week or two or whatever.
Well, sure, thought we decided to allow 1 week on that.
No, I don't think we decided anything.
It'd require a change in
the... I remember us discussing it, but I don't...
We never got to the point of drafting an ordinance.
I sure thought we did.
They were trying to do it very quickly for a specific reason.
Right.
It wasn't going to happen quickly anyway. But it'd be personnel policy change, and you never did that.
Well, I'm jumping ahead. I'm on a call meeting for Thursday night.
Okay,
so
I'm just curious, so we
bring
don't.
That up then.
It'll be another year. You know, some stuff still dragging on a year later, and
bring that up Thursday night. I'm on a call meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just a question I had was. That's it.
You sure?
Well, my other comment I was going to be nice and not say. But if you want to hear it, I'll tell you.
Finance administration personnel.
I'm calling a meeting for Thursday night, 6 o'clock. We'll discuss Tom's issue and also look at work performance evaluations and make some decisions maybe with them.
Following that meeting, we'll have a long-term planning committee.
Okay.
It won't take long, but, you know, it's just a short one, so.
I've got a list of about 20 things I think need to be addressed on it.
I knew you'd like that.
This Thursday at what time?
Six
o'clock.
Get both of them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Building committee?
No.
Beautification committee?
Michael doesn't know this, but there's water leaking in this outlet back here behind Chris. There's also water coming in his office from somewhere. We need to, I think, get someone to look at that and determine where it's coming from and what needs to be done. Yeah. I just saw that a minute ago.
Did you see that running down? Look
at it right away.
Look right here, John. Look right there, Tom.
Right here. Yeah, I'll look at it afterwards.
Yeah. It's doing something.
Coming from the outside?
Yeah, looks like. I don't know that.
It's where it's awning.
I think it's seeping in at the top of those stone, of those where that concrete stuff, where the seam is. Because we had trouble with that at this door. And it quit. It only when the wind blows a certain way, though.
Who do we need to look at that?
Micah has looked at it before. Mr. Caton. Did you put the sealant? Some of your guys put the seal that up around here. Maybe we need to look at doing the same thing over the top of this. Micah came and looked at it, and Micah said, well, we probably need to seal this up here, blah, 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 blah. And William was standing up there at the time, and he said, okay. And so 2 days later, he was up here with the crew of folks. William was sealing
it. They fixed leaks up there.
Yeah, they did that too. But they stuck something above this door right here to keep it from leaking through the door. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's mainly when we have a big rain.
Yes, it's mainly when you have a big rain, or a heavy rain very quickly. Caulking, that's what you call that.
Beautification committee?
Nothing at this time.
Miss Judy, and I meant to say something earlier to you about it. Remember that when we take up those potted plants this year, we're gonna leave the soil in them this time, right? And we're just gonna take the flowers out. Is that right? Okay. I just didn't want to.
We'll take the soil out.
You don't want
leave the soil in it.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
We don't want to buy dirt again.
You'll have to add a little bit next year.
Yeah,
but not like we did this
and
year.
Some
a little nutrients in it.
They picked up some of them.
Did they?
Yeah, there was a day they were lifting.
Yeah.
They carried a couple down to the shop.
Just don't dump them.
Yeah, that's how we raised them. I said,
yeah.
Well, he put them in another building and we'll restore a lot.
Matter of fact, you can just leave them because the flowers are going to die down anyway, and then next year you can just pull, But you'll have to add some more, a little bit more.
Right,
dirt with fertilizer when you do it next year.
Landfill committee?
Not anything.
Oh, I know. I got something on the landfill from Buddy Laster. Pretty much forgot that. I think I got it here. He is a legitimate dump site. I believe you can get it for $400 a dumpster full, as long as there's no garbage in it.
What's all we got?
What do you mean garbage? Like home garbage?
You can't put home garbage. It has to be construction garbage.
That's the problem we have. See, that's why we have to dump where we dump. We've got stuff that is not construction garbage in that dumpster every time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like some of it's actually garbage, though. People rent a truck and they'll put everything in the world in the back of it. It's not drywall and tuba floors and things like that. It's garbage. I mean, it's not construction waste. They charge us the higher rate because it's not construction waste.
All right, I forget that. I'm trying to save you some money, but
no. I mean, we ran into trouble a couple of years ago because we've been using construction waste for a long time. And then the people that were using our landfill did and still are putting more and more stuff that's not construction waste in that.
So we're still being abused on our garbage dumping out there by customers.
I mean, we're collecting for it. But if you rent a $50 truck and fill it full of everything that come out of your attic, including vinyl records and,
Sure about... I'm going to do some more checking on that, but I understood as long it could be anything but garbage, household garbage. Did you do any checking on that with them?
They told us.
Who'd you check with?
The folks with Bosco Container were the folks that we checked with last time.
From Union City?
Jackson.
Jackson.
They changed where they dumped us because of the content of the dumpsters, and the rate went up and we did that.
Do you mind if I talk to Buddy again?
I'd love for you to talk to Buddy again.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
Yeah. But no, we are going to have bagged household garbage in that dumpster. There will be. Every time.
Okay.
I mean, we don't ask. I mean, we dump some of the city's trash because it depends on where it's coming from. So.
Okay. Won't waste my time then.
But if it's not much...
He can't do garbage, but the state comes and checks on him.
Can he do a little bit?
You want a little bitty ticket or a big ticket?
No, because the reason they switched us from where they were dumping us to where they dumped us the last time. He said if it wasn't much, I wouldn't worry about it. He said, but you're getting a lot of it. And so if we could cut back to just a little garbage.
I wouldn't ask him that one. I'll talk to him, but How much do you pay for a regular garbage container?
For a, you mean like a...
What do you pay for an over-the-top dumpster to get hauled to Union City?
I think the tipping fee is I think it's 400 and then so much a ton. That's what they charge.
Okay, so you're $500-$600 to dump it?
Depends.
$600-$700?
We look
for
it right now.
To me, a couple hundred dollars, they ought to be able to scoop that garbage aside. And,
you ain't been out there in a while.
Well, I know it hasn't improved in the last year and a half or so since I was out there last. We're not really gaining ground on anything. That's my point. We still have a mess and we're not gaining ground and we don't want to charge people. We just want to keep filling our dump up. You know, that's a big expense.
It's getting a little better.
We can swap the dump every time you get ready.
We charged, one of them was $400 and $500, one of them was $660. It's $318 is the tipping fee.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it's tonnage.
He doesn't do by the tonnage, he just does by the dumpster.
Right.
So that could make a big difference in what you're putting in there.
So what the, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's, the last two we had were almost completely garbage. Yeah.
For sure, it was the back bucket on the back of the load.
Yeah, because it was just, I mean, it was stuff that they were picking up just off, you know, I mean, okay. It was becoming a nuisance out there. I don't know how that ended up there, but. If he can tolerate a little bit.
We can accommodate it.
Yeah.
I know that,
but if we're not following directions now or doing what we're doing on the garbage, they're not going to follow directions.
Well,
ask a little bit. You know, you're still breaking the rules. You know, that's... I'll talk to them, but I'll see.
Unfinished business? Adam A., anybody know of any unfinished business?
Just really in business. I want Nathan to educate. First, I want to say thank you for these monthly reports. I was looking through this weekend, and just for example, in the general fund on page 2,
mm-hmm.
wholesale beer tax, we have allotted roughly $30,000. So far, we have received 3. Do they normally pay that in lump sum at the end of the year?
No, they pay it in sections. And it is, you're looking on 31.710 wholesale beer tax?
Yes.
No, it comes in pieces.
I didn't get
this week. He gave this
I didn't get
last
one
month. It was last
oh,
month.
Okay.
Oh.
At your last meeting.
Okay.
We'll collect, I mean, so year to date, at the end of July, we collected 10.49%. Is that the one you're looking at?
Mm-hmm.
And that was 8.3% of the year that we had, you know, collected it through. And so, I mean, we were ahead for the year based on that number.
Okay. Well, I misread that. I was looking year to date income $3,231.
That's right. And that's 1 month's receipts, right?
That's just 1 month.
That's just July.
Yes. Okay. All right. I was thinking that was the whole year to date, and I thought we were way behind.
No, it's fiscal year. I'm sorry, and this drives my friends nuts. When you ask me what year we're in, I start in July, even in my personal life now.
I see. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Is that bad, Roger? Do you do that? No, you don't. But you understand what I'm saying. My year runs July to June. Sorry.
I didn't think about that. I was just concerned because if we were that far behind in that, are we that, but that clarifies. Thank you.
If you look at the top right of that page, it shows you a monthly comparative, just to show you how many months. It says 8.3%.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these things do come in spurts. Property tax comes in over the course of 3 months, basically. But most of the, especially in the top section, comes in just monthly.
And I just wasn't thinking about the fiscal year.
Okay.
I was thinking about the calendar year.
Any other unfinished business?
This is 2017 for me already.
Are you shocked?
New business? Adam A.
Mayor, I'd like to approve PO 7937 to ADC for $1,585.64 for water and wastewater chemicals.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Now, we'll call the roll. Start with Randall left.
Aye.
Motion carried. Any other new business? I have one thing in new business, and I should have brought it up under the mayor's report. I did not pass this around to everybody, but I can if anybody wants to see it. It is Ricky Joe Barron's resignation from the Dyer Industrial Board. He's just not, you know, he's not able to do it and everything. And I would like for you guys to approve his resignation.
Make a motion we approve his resignation.
Second. Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Now we'll call the roll. Start with Ms. Judy Gilbride.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Thank you. If there's no other new business, we'll move to accounts.
Make a motion we please.
Second. Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? If you'll, the city lumber bill is a little higher because it's got the ceiling and ceiling paint, the cabinet stuff, whatever stuff you guys have already approved and everything. It's just, you know,
everything for the wastewater treatment plant,
right?
For the renovations.
We get all right. We get that air compressor.
We did. Works great. Thank you.
Air compressor. Air compressor.
We got it in. We got it hooked up. Works perfect.
Good.
Is that bill on here?
No, sir.
Bill on the next one?
We wrote a manual check for it so they can pick it up the day they went to get it.
Okay.
Because y'all had already approved the amount. Any more discussion? No. Call the roll. Start with Judy Gilbride.
Aye.
You, Mr. Reed.
Aye.
Motion carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn. I took.
Right.